There are a lot of challenges facing downstate Illinois: aging infrastructure, a shrinking population, and retiring small-town developers. Many towns are working to attract new people and businesses, but that's difficult when there's not enough affordable middle-income housing. But as Illinois Newsroom's Madeline Beck found, a bit of help is on the way.
The Quad Cities is made of a few Illinois towns and a few Iowa towns split by a state line over the Mississippi River. The sides have a lot in common, but in some ways they're very different, like what happened to their old warehouses over the last 15 or so years.
Wow.
Yeah, bedrooms are on the way on the left and restrooms, and then these living rooms are just amazing.
That's Kyle Carter you hear talking. He's executive director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership. He and a few others are showing me a large, well-lit apartment with windows reaching the ceiling. It used to be part of an old office building, similar to the warehouses turned apartments all around it. But that was in Iowa, which has something called a State Historic Preservation Tax Credit. It was just enough to help get these projects built, and it often brings more money into an area than it costs in lost taxes. Tyler Power with the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce says there is plenty of space for that tax credit to help add housing and jobs on the other side of the river.
We have a lot of untapped potential on the Illinois side, and we're excited to see the projects that get done with that.
That may happen soon. Starting this year, Illinois developers can apply for a state historic tax credit too. Now, yes, that's wonky, but let me break it down. That credit gives developers a tax break to fix up old buildings and turn them into rental housing or stores. And it can be used on top of other tax credits and local incentives. It could be a big deal for towns across Illinois that have large, underutilized buildings in their historic downtown. But there's a catch. The state is only shelling out $15 million a year in tax credits in the program. Here's Power again.
I feel for the people who have to decide which projects are best, because there's countless projects in probably every city that you go into, any downtown, all across the state of Illinois.
Technically, that limited funding could mean five big projects around Chicago could use up all the tax credit funds for a year. There's also more incentive to renovate spaces in bigger cities. That's because construction costs can be similar around the region, but buildings fetch higher prices in urban areas. So for small towns, they have to work harder, like many have for years. Some have shrunk, others stagnated, and still others have grown, but all are trying to bring in more people and businesses. But it's a chicken or the egg question: housing first or jobs first? Just courting businesses won't be enough, according to John Griedel at the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs.
I think the way things are being reshaped in the country now, especially with the millennials, they move to where they want to live first, and then they figure out how to make a living.
Griedel says that small towns are often focusing on bringing in businesses when they need to remember that housing is important too.
It might be time for the city council and the mayors to begin to reconsider, are we putting enough resources, both time and money, into housing as we are into business?
He and his colleagues at the Institute surveyed rural towns and found that there's a big need for quality middle-income houses, the kind that young entrepreneurs may want to buy and settle down in. But what if there aren't people making a middle-class wage to buy or rent new housing? The Rural Affairs Institute recommends town leaders first check what housing and jobs they already have and figure out where, in both, they can strategically invest for future growth. Meanwhile, developers recommend towns figure out what buildings or building blocks are ripe for state incentives. Then call folks who are already well-versed in using tax credits. Madeline Beck, Illinois Newsroom.